KJX.
All right, happy Valentine's Day. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
17 outside, a little chilly, a little nipply out here this morning as we get started here today on Valentine's Day.
A little nipply?
A little nippy?
Nippy.
What did I say?
You said nipply.
Could be that, too.
Uh-huh. It's like, wow, well, that's...
a little cold.
That was aggressive. It did paint a picture.
Hey, remember a couple weeks ago when we were trying to campaign for the new species of crawdad that was discovered here in Kentucky? They were looking for a name.
Oh, yeah, and I threw out
Fishy McFishface.
Yeah.
Yep. Our buddy Chad over at Ernie's Print Shop, he has created now the sticker to... help bolster the campaign, maybe.
Makes it real life now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it seems legit.
Now, all we have to do is get in touch, I think, with someone over at the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife and just say, hey, look, we've already got the stickers.
Yeah.
So you might as well just...
I mean, the merch is rolling in now.
Right, merch is in. So
yeah.
You might as well just give us the old nod and say, hey, all right, I guess we're calling it Fishy McFishface.
Just commit.
All right.
That's genius.
So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to see a picture, I think it's up on Instagram.
You can't hang with the collection we have of custom stickers.
I'm telling you, like, we need people to come by and just grab some stickers.
Because we're overflowing.
We have stickers.
We're busting at
like,
the seams.
If you want something to fill your water bottle, your laptop, we have got options.
Show your pride in our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I missed Chad. I had heard that he had... drop by.
Yeah, he came by.
Super secret, unannounced visits.
I know. It's always an exciting time when he surprises us here at the radio station. So yeah, if you want to see the picture of the sticker that I think will probably help put us over the edge, even though I don't... Did we officially...
I did.
So do I owe you a dollar?
We didn't end up having to pay.
Oh, okay.
Like, I thought we were going to have to donate.
It was a
suggested donation.
So we said nay, nay.
Right.
We're not going to go that far.
I just want to give you the name.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right. So we did throw in Fishy McFishface.
Maybe the dollar might have helped grease the wheels.
Ooh.
Maybe bumped us up in the line.
Hey,
I don't know.
Maybe George Washington will have something to do.
What about George?
Hey, George Washington, maybe.
Does that make you look a little harder?
Maybe have a suggestion of the Fishy McFishface.
Look a little closer at this name.
Yeah. All right, so we're still in there. We're still in the hunt.
I feel like we're still in there. I would venture to say when they saw our entry, they immediately bolstered it to the top of the list.
Well, like we said, we should probably follow that up with maybe a link to the Instagram picture that shows that, hey... we have merch. You might as well just go ahead and give it to us.
We'll tag them. We'll figure out their official handle, just so they know.
I think that's a way to get what you want, right?
I feel like, yeah.
Just
social media pressure.
Just go ahead with whatever you want to do, and
yes.
Then and come back around and say, well, I've already done it, so.
Yes, ask forgiveness, not permission.
Right. That's how we've lived our career.
Yeah.
All right, so today, man, we've got quite the show for you here this morning on Valentine's Day. 99.7 DJX, setting the bar stories. We've got a family secret that is just, we'll say, hot tips for saving money this Valentine's Day.
Hot tips for saving money?
Yeah.
I'm an economical kind of girl.
You are.
This
might
coupons.
Be right up your alley. You never
I'm
know.
I'm excited.
We've got one more round of the Justin Bieber yummy... yummy Bieber, or Justin Bieber, yummy bunny, Bieber, chubby bunny.
Yubby, that chubby. Now I said yubby.
Sure.
Yubby, chubby.
You Bieber laugh, bunny. You lose. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It's the attempt of your award, your cup, your you laugh, you lose cup.
I made it functional.
I was going to say it has moved in.
It's holding stuff.
And so it's going to be a shame when you lose it today.
Oh,
so,
no. It's looking real good right there.
That's happening. So, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. So we'll kick everything off, a little setting the bar story coming up here in just about 15 minutes here this morning on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do today. This weekend.
Ever.
If you can manage to make it through the day without going on a first date.
Okay.
But then using her to help you rob a bank, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I'm guessing she didn't know the agenda for the date.
So here's the thing. Woman, gonna remain unnamed.
Okay, that's good.
She met Christopher.
Christopher sounds nice.
Oh, on a dating app. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, as a lot of people do. Picked him up for that first date. Uh-huh. Sipped some wine in the car as they were headed on their date until they passed a bank. Then he was like, you know what? Hey, why don't you stop for a second? I got to go in.
And then, oh, all
so
right,
she's like,
sure.
Yeah, okay.
Probably well, needs to get some cash for our date.
Right.
Yes.
Why would she think anything was up?
Wouldn't.
He comes running out, sweating, wearing sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
Holding a gun.
Okay.
With money in his hands.
Oh, well, that's a big clue. That wasn't your typical little trip to the bank.
Christopher jumps in the car and says, go.
He made a withdrawal, by the way. For sure.
He did.
He made a withdrawal.
Right. So, you know, she kind of panicked and she's like, okay.
Where are we going?
And so here's the thing.
Is like, this where we go to dinner?
Right. Are we late for our reservations?
Are we in a hurry?
Yeah, they eventually got picked up. Now, she initially was charged as an accessory for assisting in the crime.
OMG.
Yeah, later they realized, oh, she had no clue what was happening. And he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for armed robbery. So, again.
So, you're telling me a second date might be off the table.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Okay.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Tragic. This love story just began.
Yeah.
Isn't it tragic? Yeah. It's hard to find love.
Yeah, without going on a first date, but then using your first date.
As the getaway driver? What is
that? To help you rob a bank, you're doing okay.
What is happening?
Okay. All right. That's setting the bar.
That is. Wow. That, you know what? That is a story that she gets to tell her girlfriends.
That's right.
Listen, you think you've had a bad date?
Sit down. Let me tell you something.
Have you ever been the getaway driver?
Yeah. That's setting the bar, guys. And you feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So the 6-year-old little girl in Sacramento went to the grocery store with her mom, and she found something pretty amazing in the cereal aisle, and it turned out to be a really cool feel-good surprise.
I think it was supposed to be hidden behind the cereal, but all the cereal was gone from there where it was hiding behind.
That's 6-year-old Daphne Kenny, a little girl with a good eye and good luck.
She's like, what's this? I thought it was someone's grocery list.
Instead, it was a $100 bill found on a shelf inside this West Sacramento Raley's, along with a special message.
Whoever finds this, I love you. And it had $100 on it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? So she ended up spending the money at Build-A-Bear Workshop.
There you go.
She got a little kitty in a ballet tutu with some pink high tops. Because, you know, you got to get the accessories when you go to Build-A-Bear with $100.
Right.
You could do some damage in there. So how fun is that? Just a random act of kindness. Some stranger leaves a note. Whoever finds this, I love you. $100 bill.
What's the most amount of money you've ever found?
Well, I think I found like a 20 in an old pair of jeans.
Oh, so it was yours?
It was mine.
Oh, okay.
But still, like, winning the lottery, is it not?
I found a $100 bill on the sidewalk.
Get out!
Yeah.
Did you go to Build-A-Bear Workshop and buy a kitty with a tutu and high tops?
I think I went to TJ Maxx.
Still living your best life.
That's right.
We'll tweet out the story. You can see it's really adorable. At Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So just yesterday afternoon, director Matt Reeves tweeted out the first look of Robert Pattinson as Batman. Now, there's no... Robert Pattinson doesn't say anything in this.
So it's just a picture?
It's music, it's movie.
Okay.
Like it's the first look.
So we see him a little bit in action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It's just kind of a... Like, you kind of see the camera focus.
Very dark.
And it's just his suit. It's like goes around his suit.
Gotcha. But I need you to turn on the lights.
Yeah. And you see the emblem. You see his jawline.
Yes. Oh, the jawline is very sharp.
His
yes.
mask. You see everything just like what Batman will be. He kind of looks
slow
like.
Slow and dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, he looks very dark. Very
well,
almost
dark.
Like.
I need to turn on the lights.
Sinister. It's got a red hue to it.
Right.
But.
Oh, there is his chin.
So,
it's very exciting.
So I gotta ask you, you know, because there is a lot of people who are not on board with the whole Robert Pattinson is Batman.
Listen.
Are you on board?
I'm reserving judgment until I see the movie. You have to see him in action. A lot of people were saying, remember when Daniel Craig was named like the new James Bond? And
yes.
He was so different from like the ones that they'd had before.
Right.
And he ended up being my favorite. So he might be perfect for this. He does have, you do have to have a very strong, sharp, like jawline.
Oh, yes.
To peek out from that iconic mask. Oh, you do, and he has that.
From the mask.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. So, but you need to see him, like, you know, move and act as Batman.
Right, before
I fully form my opinion.
I want to hear what it sounds like, what he sounds like as Batman.
Right.
You know?
See, like, Christian Bale is kind of, you know, he trained us to expect, like, a low voice. Like, he did that really low.
Like a low voice.
Batman. Yeah. Wouldn't like that. But, yeah, so is he going to, is Robert going to try to do some sort of, like, really low, weird voice like that?
Well, Robert's, what, I mean, he has practiced as Edward Cullen.
He, sure.
As, you know, kind of a dark did character.
He, well, did he have a really low voice in that?
No, he had a kind of a whispery voice,
okay.
Remember?
Yes, well, like, so, what, yeah.
And listen, suck your blood.
Will Arnett in Lego Batman, he had a really low voice too.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm expecting a low voice.
Our point is, if you want to see the video, we got to post it at WDGX.com or Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Seeing that, I feel like, okay, I'm reserving judgment.
Yeah. You're on board? All right. You're not going to go as far as to say you're on board yet, but.
I will give it a fair chance. I'll give him a fair shake.
That's all we're asking,
you know,
Kelly.
Yeah, just keep your mind open.
All right, great. DJX. Do you want the good news first?
I feel like maybe we should start with the good news.
Good news first. These are no longer a threat. Bad news, it's the Reaper of Death! It's a new Tyrannosaurus Rex cousin discovered up in Canada, eh?
Wait a second. Are we talking about like a dinosaur?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like a pepper. When you say Reaper, I thought Carolina Reaper, peppers. I was thinking, oh, I'm on a different lane.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, no, dinosaur.
Creature of nightmare.
Oh, wow.
Now has a cousin called the Reaper.
The Reaper.
Of death.
Of death.
Some Canadian scientists discovered it.
Today we're here to announce a brand new species of tyrannosaur called Thanatotheristes.
Okay, so that's the technical word for it. But
the official name.
Yeah, but they're all calling it the Reaper of Death because it could have been even deadlier than the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, wow.
This discovery is significant because it fills in the gap in our understanding of tyrannosaur evolution.
Okay, wow, that's just a lot of technical stuff
the
there.
The way that the T-Rex evolved?
Yes.
It fills in, okay.
But also, it is the first new species of tyrannosaur discovered in Canada in over 50 years.
Wow!
The Thanatotheristes can be distinguished from all other tyrannosaurs by a bunch of characters of the skull, but perhaps most obvious are these prominent ridges that run the length of the upper jaw.
The prominent ridges!
The upper jaw!
Oh! It's the Reaper of Death!
Wow,
be careful
hurt.
Of the ridges on the jaw!
That one hurt.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay, but they're not around anymore, right?
No, just fossils were discovered in Canada.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's the good news.
Awesome. Okay.
It's the oldest of the five Tyrannosaurus species to be discovered.
This is awesome news.
You know what? I'm like today years old when I knew that there was more than one Tyrannosaurus species. Like, I just thought it was the Rex.
I thought it was Rex, too.
And like, that was
he was
it.
The only one that was around.
But apparently there are several.
And he had little arms.
The
T-Rex arms.
And the latest one discovered.
So wait, the Reaper of Death, does he have little arms, too? Or does he have, like, bigger arms?
I mean, I would imagine if he's the cousin, he's
I need to
got
know.
Little arms. Like, the Reaper!
T-Rex arms are cute.
Yeah!
I mean, they were terrifying. They had cute little arms.
Yeah, cute little arms.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Reaper of Death.
Yeah, hard to reach for stuff, but that's why they had the big jaws. Right?
There you go. Science. Discovery.
All right.
Learning.
Dang.
Reaper of Death.
Sup, Canada?
Sup. Wow.
We see you, Canada, flexing with your new T-Rex.
Now known more than hockey, Justin Bieber, and maple syrup.
And now Reaper of Death.
99.7. Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. Have you heard her remake, or not remake, her...
The Bond song?
The Bond song?
No, I have not.
No Time to Die? Haunting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So yeah, that's going to be, what, a part of a new Bond.
Which is out in April, I think.
Right, but is it... Who is Bond?
It's Daniel Craig. It's his last one.
Okay, I was going to say, I couldn't remember if it was his last one or...
Yeah, it's his last one.
Ah, gotcha. So, out in April. So, very haunting. You can hear the entire song. We got it posted for you up at WDJX.com. Speaking of movies, new movies out this weekend. The Photograph, this Issa Rae movie, falls in love with a journalist assigned to write about her late mother.
I put my love into photographs. Pictures took space in my heart instead of people.
Okay, that sounds great.
Next.
Fantasy Island. That's kind of a horror... This is a horror movie.
Is this a remake of the old television
Yes,
show?
Exactly.
It is?
It's, and Lucy Hale's in it.
Good evening. I'm Mr. Rurik. Let me officially welcome you to Fantasy Island.
How this all works.
What if your fantasy involves a person from your life?
Holograms, like Tupac.
So, what's your fantasy?
Revenge on a childhood bully.
Your life is about to change. I hope you're ready.
Oh! Alright.
Okay.
Alright, that sounds good.
Strange things are afoot on Fantasy Island.
The movie that maybe you were wondering why Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell were introducing at the Oscars, well, they're starring in Downhill. Together, which I can't determine if it's a comedy or if it's like a family, like a marriage story. Like,
okay.
Yeah, because it is kind of like a marriage story in that it's they're having trouble.
It looked like it was going to kill us.
The avalanche. That plays a key role in the beginning of the movie. They're on a resort.
All right.
There's an avalanche.
It looked like it was going to kill us.
For a moment.
The kids were screaming because it felt like we were going to die.
Pete?
Wow. And I look over at Pete, and he had grabbed his phone. Pete left us.
Okay.
No. Were they in counseling?
No, they were just talking to friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, Will Ferrell, and then, of course, Jim Carrey, Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, sir. Come on now. Come on now. You're not even going to play that, are you?
Yeah, sure.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package.
Okay.
There you go.
That's all you need?
You remember the video game, right?
Sure.
So it's kind of the video game brought to a movie.
Okay. Awesome.
Wow.
Think that's going to be number one?
I don't think any of those are going to be number one.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for any of them.
I think Downhill will beat Sonic the Hedgehog.
I would take that back. No, I take that back.
I think Sonic the Hedgehog will be third over the weekend at the box office.
You think overall?
I think.
Including other choices you didn't just mention that are already out.
No, I'm thinking Sonic the Hedgehog is going to be third. I'm thinking that 1917 is still going to be second. And I'm thinking that Bad Boys will be first again. So that's my prediction.
Okay.
Over the weekend at the box office. So there you go. A little bit later on, we're going to hook you up with some movie tickets from Fandango. You can enjoy one of those movies.
Are there any romantic movies out? It's Valentine's weekend. Any love stories? No? Fail. Hollywood fail.
All right, Feel Good, Do Them Every Hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
This is honestly one of the best stories I've seen all week. It is going in my parenting binder full of stories about great kids. It's about a six-year-old girl from Las Lunas, New Mexico.
Callie has made it a tradition to get her hair cut every 2 years and donate it. And it's a pretty big deal. She's only six.
Can I make her pretty again?
This is Callie Pacina. And when she was four, she decided she wanted to cut her long hair and donate it to Wigs for Kids.
She's always had a big heart, from donating her hair to buying the homeless population food.
Callie's mom says they were watching TV one day when the St. Jude commercial played. Callie asked why the kids didn't have hair.
I explained to her that they had cancer.
Her mom says at that moment, Callie decided she wanted to donate her long Rapunzel length hair.
Yeah, said she wants to help make wigs for little girls to make them feel pretty again.
Look at that.
How amazing is that? Like she mentioned, she's going to be doing this every 2 years. So such an inspiring little girl. We'll tweet out the story so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Feel Good, Do Them Every Hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, it is the season of love, right? You know? Valentine's Day? So,
this song.
We should highlight some of the aphrodisiacs around the world to help maybe boost
your mood.
Your mood.
Yeah.
Yes, tonight.
Boost that loving feeling.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Okay. So, you know, if you got a date and you're thinking, okay, maybe hopefully this will lead to other things. You know, obviously avocado oysters are well known as being aphrodisiacs.
So avocado oysters or avocado?
Avocados and oysters okay. are known to be aphrodisiacs.
Right.
You know, the chocolate for a lot of people,
of
aphrodisiacs
course.
For sure.
Yes, please.
You might not know that chicken parmesan is an aphrodisiac
well. I'm sorry, chicken parm?
Yeah, chicken parm.
Really? Really? That's all right. That was unexpected.
All right, okay. But then, you know, maybe your cuisine takes you to other countries, you know?
All right, where are we going?
What are we going to do?
Where are we going?
Well,
let's travel for love.
Sure. Let's start with durian. It's a spiky fruit. So noxious, it's been mistaken for a gas leak and an open sewer. But
I'm sorry, an open sewer smells are not great, and
right.
they're calling this an aphrodisiac?
Yes. It increases the male...
Okay, male
stuff?
Feelings.
Yeah.
Male feelings.
When
really?
Yeah.
When it smells like the sewer?
Yeah, they say if you can stomach the stench, these they're actually quite sweet and custardy.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so if we maybe, I don't know, go to another country like Philippines.
Okay.
Maybe that your cuisine takes you to the Philippines where a balut or a fetal duck egg is an aphrodisiac.
A fetal duck egg?
Or maybe we have a Colombian cuisine.
All right. Let's have a Colombian dinner. What are we having?
Leaf cutter ants.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Did you say ants?
Yes.
As in an insect?
Yeah, their, quote, big-bottomed fertility is said to translate to the human bedroom as well.
Are you talking about big-butt ants?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Am I translating that correctly?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to eat big-butt ants for
yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Maybe you're wanting to spice up the evening
uh-huh.
with a little Vietnamese cuisine.
Okay, what are we having there? I'm a little...
Cobra wine?
All right, listen... Did somebody squeeze a cobra and put it in a glass and telling you to drink it? Is that what's happening?
Okay, listen. We're not even to the best ones yet.
Okay.
Let me just hit a couple more.
I don't know if I can stomach the rest of it.
Couple more. Two more.
Two more?
Two more.
Okay. So far, let's recap. We got chicken parm. We
yep.
got big butt ants.
Yep.
And we got cobra juice.
Sure.
All right.
All right. Aphrodisiacs.
This is...
To spice up your mood tonight.
Shaping up to be an awesome meal. Okay. What else you got?
Okay. Sardinians apparently swear by this. It is a cheese.
Okay. Spread it on crackers?
It's called Casu Marzu, translated maggot cheese.
Okay, listen. Listen. I'm not eating maggot cheese for Valentine's Day. Don't bring it home. That's not what we... Do they sell that at Whole Foods?
It apparently makes for a very potent...
That's great.
Action.
That's fantastic.
All right.
Okay. Not doing it.
Last one.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Maybe you're hoping to have a nice Chinese dish.
I like Chinese food.
I do too.
It's delicious.
It is.
Most
so
of the time.
So maybe to help quench that thirst to go along with that Chinese dish.
What are we drinking? What are we following up the cobra juice with?
Three penis wine.
Oh, God! Why did somebody name it that?
Because it's a combination of seal, deer, and dog.
Why? What are they doing? Who thought
of
that?
Said to make you a, quote, demon.
I don't want to be a demon.
In the sack.
Hey, what are they doing?
All right.
There.
There you go.
Let's not. Oh, wow.
Hopefully.
I don't know about this list, Ben.
Well, they said, specifically with that last item, you'll probably need to import it because...
Do we need to
really
be importing anything right now?
It really couldn't be found.
No.
So,
I'm not drinking that.
Let's hope that whatever you decide to cook tonight...
I'm sticking to my Arbor Mist. Get out of here with your... Three penis wine. No, sir. Nope. Harbor Mist is good, sir.
All right. So there you go. Enjoy.
Okay.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Coming up still this hour, family secrets. And, well, we're going rolling in with some hot Valentine's Day savings. Hot tips.
Oh, wow. Let's continue on because right now we're slaying the Valentine's Day game.
But let me just tell you, it's family secret, so it has a hard left. And then you laugh, you lose before 8 o'clock, okay? Will I get the cup back this week?
No, sir.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
All right.
Because I put stuff in it. I got real comfy with it.
Moved into your award.
It would be too much, you know, work.
Trouble, sure. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week, right about this time, we give you our show to unleash a secret. Family secrets here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so you wanted to remain anonymous, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that because when you hear my story, you'll understand why.
Okay, I'm hooked. So,
I'm all ears.
It's family secret, so what do you got?
All right, well, I don't even know why I'm kind of admitting this now, but I found a cool way to save some money on the holidays, right? So I work the front desk at my company, and whenever someone gets flowers delivered to them, I just kind of remove the card, and I keep them, and I bring them home to my girlfriend.
Oh.
You keep other people's flowers?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times have you done this?
More than a few. I mean, I don't do it every time, right? I mean, I work for a pretty big company, so a lot of flowers get delivered on, you know, Valentine's Day or birthdays or stuff like that. So maybe every couple of months, you know, and then I get to bring some flowers home to my girlfriend, and I'm the hero.
Oh yeah, the best boyfriend ever.
So it doesn't sound like you have any remorse over this.
No, not really. I mean, I know it's wrong. Like, I know it's wrong, but no, I don't feel bad.
So wait, do any of your coworkers like come down and ask if they got deliveries? Because like, I'm sure the people that sent them flowers at some point were like, did you get my flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if anyone ever asks, I didn't see any flowers.
Oh my God.
here's the thing, right? Like, it's not like with a FedEx package that you have to sign for it.
Yeah, no.
Flower delivery guys just show up. They say, I got flowers for so-and-so. They leave them there. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Okay, thanks.
That is kind of the perfect crime.
Wow. And your girlfriend is none the wiser?
Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win, right?
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
My girlfriend's happy, and I don't have to go out and drop 50 or 60 bucks on flowers.
That's what I was thinking. Win-win. That's oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Kelly at the...
Yeah.
This is a hot way to save money.
Yes. No, I am a frugal girl. I love, like, hot tips on how to save money. This one, I don't know if I'm going to file this away, though, as something to do.
Well...
Like I said, I know it's a little shady, but no, I don't feel bad.
A little shady?
All right.
We really appreciate you trusting us with this info.
I do, and I hope that your girlfriend enjoys. Do you have a bouquet for her tonight?
I'll get one today. Yeah, okay. There'll be some.
You feel confident
today?
All right.
I'm fairly confident we'll get some flowers delivered to the company today.
Sounds like your coworkers and their Valentines have excellent taste.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you, sir.
No problem.
Uh-huh. What?
I don't know how to
what
feel.
What just happened?
Are we accessories to a crime now? Is this like what kind of theft? Is it not?
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Is that mail theft?
I don't know. It's some sort of fraud theft.
Is that Google that. Is that a federal thing?
What?
Is that like
what? How do I phrase that? Like,
I don't know.
What kind of crime?
Yeah, Shannon, what a scumbag.
I get it. If you steal someone's
flowers.
Let's see. Nope, not what. Is it illegal to steal flowers?
Yeah. Everybody's texting in. This guy's a thief. Yeah, I mean, that's black and white.
Here's one that we can click on. How to steal your neighbor's property and avoid jail.
Okay. Yeah, don't click on that link.
The internet's bad. Don't do that. That's bad.
All right, can we shift gears then?
I think we should.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Where are we going now? This has been a winding road so far today, sir. All right. Really?
All right. We'll, right. Before 8 o'clock, you laugh, you lose. On okay. the way here. When you're done, I'll make you do the It's 99.7 DJX. And you laugh, you lose. The game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. Whoever laughs first loses. Okay, since the cup resides in Kelly's arms right now, she is proudly displaying it.
I've moved into it.
You have.
It holds things.
It holds sunglasses, scissors.
And marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Highlighters.
Highlighters and
yeah,
pens.
It's real comfy right here next to my photograph of Ryan Reynolds shirtless.
Sure. Framed. Overall score is 4-3. I lost last week, so I will go first. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. You laugh, you lose. Dad jokes slinging back and forth. Here we go. My neighbor shingled my roof for free.
Yeah.
Said it was on the house.
It was literally on the house.
All right. You laugh, you lose.
Good start. Get some help from friends. Amy sent me this one. Mozart killed all of his chickens.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because he asked them who their favorite composer was, and they said, bok, 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 bok.
Oh, classical music humor.
Bok.
Enjoy that. You laugh, you lose. How does NASA organize a party?
How does NASA organize a party?
They plan it.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Space humor. How much does a hipster weigh?
How much does a hipster weigh?
An Instagram.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
I get it. It's computer humor. What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
Oh, sheet.
Good. Good. You know, the other day I was tickling my baby brother's foot when my mom said, son, you could wait till he's born.
Yeah. The server says, sorry about your weight. Dad says, are you saying I'm fat?
Oh, I get it. I get it. That was good. That was good. A little Valentine's Day humor. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I asked my wife what she wanted for Valentine's Day, and she told me she wanted a divorce.
It's harsh.
I told her I wasn't planning on spending that much.
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
I thought I almost got you.
It's close.
I thought I got you.
I will answer back with some Valentine's humor.
Okay.
What do squirrels get for Valentine's Day?
What do squirrels get for Valentine's Day?
Forget me nuts.
Solid. Solid. Why did no one say anything when the queen farted?
Why did no one say anything when the queen farted?
Because noble gases don't cause a reaction.
You almost had me at the first part.
You laugh, you lose.
What do farmers give their wives on Valentine's Day?
What do farmers get their wives on Valentine's Day?
Hogs and kisses.
Okay. A man sitting at the bar, his head is in his hands. Bartender's like, what's the matter, buddy? Guy's like, it's the worst thing ever. I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. Bartender's like, oh man, that really sucks.
Yeah.
What do you do? Man was like, I told her to pack up and get out. Bartender's like, what about your best friend? Guy says, I looked him straight in the eyes and I said, bad dog.
Wow. Yeah.
You laugh, you lose. I thought I had you, Kay.
Uh-huh.
I thought I had you.
Hey, what noise does a 747 make when it bounces?
What noise does it make?
Boeing, 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 Boeing.
All right. You laugh, you lose. What do you call a very small Valentine?
What do you call a very small Valentine?
A Valentine-y.
You do. You do. Why did the robber take a bath?
Why?
He wanted to make a clean getaway.
All right, so you laugh, you lose. You know, some cities have bathrooms that you pay to use.
Yeah.
You could say they're charging a premium. There it is. Take all that crap out of my trophy, Kate. Give it over.
So sad.
It is mine. It is rightfully mine.
I'm going to take my time and one by one take everything out to make you wait.
Oh, man. Oh,
dang it. The premium got me.
Look at this. You laugh, you lose.
Okay.
Supreme victor.
You earned it without one. Yeah.
There you are.
I didn't see that one coming. I didn't know where you're going with that one.
You laugh, you lose.
Premium.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Valentine's Day today. And some of you may have dates tonight. Others may not. And that's okay.
That's okay.
That is okay. You know? So when I saw Jay's tweet, I had to call him. What's up, Jay?
What's up?
Say hi to Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to talk to you about the tweet that you sent out and why you're not going on a Valentine's date tonight.
So I have there's a quick backstory first.
Okay.
So I went on a date with this dude one time, uh-huh. And he had a bit of a past, and all of my friends have warned me, this is Red Flag City, like, turn around, what are you doing? No, this guy has a past and reputation, but I'm trying to be, everybody changes.
Open-minded.
Right.
Sure.
You messed in the past, but you're clean now, whatever.
Second chance, yes.
Exactly. So, very nice first date a couple of weeks ago. He had to postpone hanging out last weekend. So, we're like, cool, we'll hang out on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So, I get a text 2 days ago. And the text basically says, OMG, something's come up. I need to cancel again. I'll call you in a few weeks. Please don't be mad.
Okay, something's come up.
Something's come up. Okay, what came up?
Well, my initial, like, overly self-conscious mind is, oh, my God, I'm now, like, a backup plan. He's now has another date.
Right. Uh-huh.
And we're going to wait and see what happens, and then he'll call me. But then I also started overthinking and thought, he's in rehab or something. So my, you know, law and order detective skills start sneaking in, and I'm Googling him and essentially spent the entire night Googling different variations of his name in different county jail, trying to find him.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's in jail.
Something did come up.
Right. He went to jail in November for theft under $100.
Okay.
And then he got arrested 2 days ago for theft under $100.
So wait.
He obviously has a theft problem and steals small stuff. I don't get that either.
Jay, what I heard is that his Valentine's Day gift to you was only going to be less than $100. That's what I'm hearing.
And well, you know what?
And that alone
good
would make me upset.
That's Red Flag City itself, right?
Right, right. Well,
hashtag blessing in disguise.
So I guess where does this put you with him?
I think we know. No.
Are you going to give him a third chance?
No, right?
He is really cute.
Oh, my God!
Jay!
Help us help you!
All right, buddy, we got to run. I hope you do have a good Valentine's Day, you know.
Such a bad boy.
With however you celebrate.
It's just me and the cat in Law and Order tonight.
That works.
All right.
That works.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for talking to us. I don't know if you can beat that or not, but... Not going to be able to go on a Valentine's Day tonight because...
he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Yeah, that's a tough one. that's a tough one to top.
That's a tough one to top.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, my gosh. Bridget texts in, is Flower Thief listening to this? Because that's what's going to happen to you!
Yeah. Uh-oh. Dang.
Oh, man, okay. What a wild show this
has
been.
It has really been wild.
Wild show.
We've kind of gone so many different places.
All right, so about 10 minutes away, we've got Justin Bieber, yummy, chubby Bieber bunny. We're going to do that, a little rock, paper, scissors action to see who gets to shove the marshmallows in the mouth and sing.
That's great. By the way, my daughter laughed at me for puking yesterday.
Oh, well, you know
video.
What? You got support. That's good.
Sure.
Okay, so that's coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 8:32. So we have been all week giving away Justin Bieber tickets with the yummiest Valentine's Day ever. Adrian and company jumped in on that and is offering up some sweet treats from her. And then we're giving you some tickets to see Justin Bieber when he comes to the Yum Center in August. We've been shoving stuff in our mouth and singing to you.
Sure have.
So here's the thing. You know, both Kelly and myself have each gone through the fun of cramming marshmallows in the mouth.
Do we call it fun?
Yeah, I'd say so. They're delicious. It's not like it's anything disgusting, right?
I gagged so much I threw up.
Yeah, well, you know, hey. You go hard.
Okay.
Okay, so we figured what we would do is a little rock, paper, scissors to determine who does it today. So before we do this, now, do we do best of three to make it like a little bit more of, I guess, I don't know, fair?
Depends if I lose the first time.
We got to determine now, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right, so best of three.
Best two out of three.
So we're going to do a rock, paper, scissors, shoot, right?
Yes. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yes. I've already lost once today. I don't need it. Stop it. It's not this theme music.
All right. Are you ready? All right. This is to determine who shoves the marshmallows in the mouth and sings for your listening pleasure. Ready? All right. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ooh. All right.
I win the first one.
Scissors, paper. All right. Okay. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We both tie. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, you got me.
Uh-huh.
Paper beats, yeah. Or scissors beats paper. All right,
Ben,
so
Davis,
I'm going to do it.
Bunny.
Chubby Bunny. It's the yummy Chubby Bieber Bunny. Don't try this at home. We're professionals.
Listen, I set the standard pretty high. You could actually hear my words yesterday. I'm just going
to
say that.
Now, listen, you lost it when you tried to get four in your mouth.
No, it was four. Yeah,
because,
four, and then.
Because two, you were pushing it. You crammed a third in there.
I'm a three marshmallow kind of girl.
No,
I learned my limits.
I get it. And I don't know if I can go more than four. Our intern could do five. He's got a bigger mouth than I do.
He's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he can fit more in his mouth than I can. But I can only, I think, do.
People are just tuning in at that moment.
I think I can only do four. All right, so I'm going to shove four in my mouth.
Okay.
We're going to do, so call us. I mean, I guess. Oh, here, let's start that over. Yeah. Call us, 502-571-997.
Yeah, we have to do this for a purpose.
That's right. You want to play. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is a yummy, chubby Bieber bunny contest. Let's say hi to Melissa, called it from New Albany. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Have big plans for Valentine's Day tonight?
Not really.
It's okay.
That's all right. Yeah,
neither do I, and I'm married. So okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. All right, so Melissa, here's the deal. I've got a bunch of marshmallows I'm going to cram in my mouth, and I'm going to sing some songs for you. You just determine what they are. Title and artist, and you're a winner, okay?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
She says, oh, gosh.
Like, she's heard it all week. Oh, she knows.
All right, you know.
She knows.
I have placed the marshmallows in my trophy for You Laugh, You Lose.
Oh, come on. I can't. Oh, wow.
One.
That's so extra.
Uh-huh. Melissa, when you win big, you got to go big, right?
Oh, gosh.
That's right. You're right.
Right. All right. So I'm going to try to do four.
Don't
okay.
Encourage this behavior.
All right. I got one.
Uh-huh.
I got two.
Wow. Can I just say how much your beard is amplified when you stick marshmallows in your face?
Thank you. All right. I'm going to try to do two more, Melissa. Okay. All right.
Okay. Grossing me out.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah. See, three starts to get real, does it not? They're big and fluffy. Yeah.
Big and fluffy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Start. All right.
All right, ready?
Oh, yeah. Get the drool rag ready. Okay.
All right.
Oh, he's got four in there. Okay. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you going to be able to actually try to form words?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a professional. All right. So you're ready.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
For who? All right, here we go.
I don't drool on the board. That's expensive audio equipment.
All right. Right, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Wow.
He nailed it, did he not?
He did.
I mean, that's
it was
a
good
song.
Enough. I think I know it.
You have to. We played it incessantly. What is it?
Bad at Love by Halsey.
Oh, yes. Nailed it. Oh, wow.
You should go.
Totally quit while you're ahead. Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. You're off to a great start. Right. Start. Okay, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Don't swallow.
All right, here we go. California.
You sound like California. You're trying to It's the high notes that get me. Okay. I think she probably doesn't need enough. Is that enough? You know that,
I mean,
right?
I feel
it's throwback.
I think I got it.
You got it?
Yeah,
you got it?
Okay, I got it. Okay. California Love. Tupac.
Yeah, it is. There it is. Wow. It's that sweet, sweet upper register. Yeah. Okay.
That was wow.
That was good.
It was getting difficult. All right, Melissa, one more, okay?
This video is going to be amazing, by the way.
Right. One more, okay.
All right, one more. Mm. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're good and mushy now, aren't they?
You know what?
That one took me a minute, but I think it's Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Yeah!
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Head with the beat!
You should spit. You should spit. Take a moment. All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, Melissa.
That was juicy.
Woo!
That was juicy.
Woo! I got a sugar rush. Wow. You're a good. I think you were the first contestant who actually got them all right.
Yeah, we didn't have to help you at all.
That's
great.
Well, hey, Melissa, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm sweating over here.
Me too. Me too. You and me both,
I'm
girl.
Sorry.
Ben's pitting out. It's like intense.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I know. Crazy. All right.
Wow.
So we got some yummy treats for you from Adrian and Company, and then also some tickets to see Justin Bieber when he comes in concert in August.
Oh, yeah. Tell all your friends how you won.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
All right. Melissa, hang on a sec, okay?
Okay.
Hang on.
That was brilliant.
Listen,
your sweet, sweet upper register. It's really impressive.
Like an angel.
Like an angel, indeed.
Like an angelic song. Man, it's hard to talk on the air with this big trophy that I'm holding here.
Really
on
funny.
99.7 DJS.
Really funny and hilarious.
Man, did you hear it hit the... Oh,
sure
wow,
did. That, yep.
I think that's real pewter.
Pewter?
It's so heavy.
This does, yeah.
This trophy that I won for
gleaming.
You laugh, you lose today. Yeah. You can see the video, by the way, WDJX.com. Or on, are we getting that uploaded on the old socials?
There's several videos we're having to upload today.
All right. All right. Well, good.
So there's You Laugh, You Lose. There's your little chubby bunny.
Oh, my little one?
Victory.
I feel like you're, you're attacking me now.
A little.
That I have the trophy in my hand.
Listen, I'd moved in. It was holding my stuff.
No, I get it.
I'm upset.
I get it.
I'm upset.
All right, I understand. It's 99.7 DJX, a free movie Friday. Don't worry if you don't win now. J-Dub's got it this afternoon for you, Amberly.
Hi, I was trying to get to see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, you want
to
see Sonic the Hedgehog? Yes, you do. All right, you win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Amberly, what is your plans for tonight? Do you have a big, hot Valentine's date?
My hubby is, he's got a lot of energy, and he's in a handsome package. So we're going to go see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? This
Did
is
you
amazing.
Just say your husband has a lot of energy?
Yeah, and this is that real life.
Are we getting some foreshadowing what's happening here?
Why don't kids tell?
All right, good.
Bow, bow.
Good for you. All right, so congratulations again. Another shot for you to win this afternoon. Oh, don't worry. We still got Facebook Fight Theater coming up.
Holy cow.
On 99.7 DJX. Who's party all night? 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on Valentine's Day. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there, Ben.
Thanks. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Every single week, we always kind of like dive into the Facebook comments on certain posts. This week being no different.
Yeah. So this one is started off by Sarah.
Yeah.
She's kind of sounding off because she feels like she's been put on blast a little bit. I play Sarah. Ben plays a double role again. He plays Mary.
And Billy.
Yeah. So we'll see who puts her on blast. What they have to say about it.
And why. All right.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
So my dumbass boyfriend posted a pic of me at Walmart. Now everyone's saying I was wearing pajama bottoms. FYI, people, they're called workout pants.
Oh, all right. So that's where we're starting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. She's not feeling cute.
All right.
Sarah, they had polar bears on them. Their PJs.
Maybe she gets all her workouts in bed.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Shut up, Billy. What would you know about anything I do in the bedroom?
Whoa.
Never mind the PJs. What's more disturbing is the fact you buy groceries from Walmart.
Hey! Now listen, they have nice groceries.
Stuff.
Oh, I forgot, Mary. You're the Whole Foods queen with your makeup and your freshly painted nails. Prospect women kill me.
Hey!
Oh, wow. Oh,
prospect people are fine.
Yeah, prospect. Oh,
sure.
Man.
I feel like you're attacking my masculinity with your snide remarks, Sarah.
That's a great comeback, Billy.
There's nothing wrong with looking your best in public.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? Then I dare you to post a pic on here with no filters. Hashtag blurry face.
That's real classy, Sarah. I'm unfriending you.
Oh, wow. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So
Why
it's
don't
over.
They just do that to begin with?
Right.
Well, I don't filter any of my photos. Hashtag, I'm a real man. Hashtag, all natural. Hashtag, I'll show you my best feature.
Hashtag, they were workout pants. Hashtag, yoga. Hashtag, I work out. Hashtag, polar bears. Hashtag, save the planet.
Gosh.
What?
Okay.
Save the planet thrown in there? All right.
All right, whatever.
I just love that Billy's naturally beautiful.
Yes, naturally.
Yep, no filters.
He doesn't need any filters. All right. Drama happens on Facebook. Screenshot it and send it to us.
Anything goes at Walmart.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, that was
Facebook Fight Theater.
All right, guys, have a good one. Have a great 3-day weekend. A lot of people are going to be out on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, schools are out. Schools are out today, too. So enjoy your 4-day weekend for
little mini winter break.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, I'm sweaty. If you missed anything on the show, you want to catch up, you always can. The entire show or just clips. Got them. WDJX.com. Click listen. That'll do it. We're done.
Hit the button, man.
Get us out of here.